You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hepcats and Crazy Kittens. Welcome to the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the soul that came before rock and roll. This is the music that Elvis, Buddy Holly, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, the Who, and countless others grew up on. So it truly is the building blocks of rock and roll. This is also the music that kind of gets ignored from time to time. Sometimes music historians leave a big gaping hole from the end of the big band era to the beginning of the rock and roll era. But there were a lot of vibrant and influential tunes being spun on jukeboxes around the country, and that's where the Juke in the Back comes in. I'm your host, Matt the Cat. This week, our spotlight will be shining bright on a great rhythm and blues vocal group that formed after the defection of two members from another wonderful group, the Dominoes. Once Charlie White and Bill Brown left the Dominoes, they formed a new group called the Checkers. And even though the Checkers, as a vocal group, aren't a household name, they produced some of the greatest R&B vocal records of the 1950s. We'll hear those in just a couple of minutes here on the Juke in the Back. But first, let's kick off the show with a request going out to Dennis, who listens in New Jersey. Here's a tune from 1957 that would become a smash hit for Fats Domino. The original version, though, was done by good rockin' Roy Brown. Here's Let the Four Winds Blow, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back.
I like the way you walk, I like the way you talk. Let me hold your hand, try to understand. I want a girl like you to tell my troubles to. Don't be afraid, you heard what I said. Have you heard the news? You I'd hate to lose. Come to my side, don't say goodbye. Let the four winds blow, let them blow, let them blow. From east to west, I love you the best. Let the four winds blow, let them blow, blow, blow. From east to west, I love you the best. The way you walk, like the way you talk. Let me hold your hand, try to understand. I want a girl like you to tell my troubles to. Don't be afraid, you heard what I said. Let the four winds blow, let them blow, let them blow. From east to west, I love you the best. Let the four winds blow, let them blow, blow, blow. From east to west, I love you the best.
Up, down, fast and slow. Up, down, stop and go. It's the elevator boogie, elevator boogie blues. It hits your top, travels down to your shoes. Step in, Mr. Brown. Right now we're going down with the elevator boogie, elevator boogie blues. It hits your top, travels down to your shoes. Call your floors 3, 4, 5. You'll get there with this mellow giant. It's the elevator boogie, elevator boogie blues. It hits your top, travels. You're going up with this mellow jive. Going up. Going up. Going up. With the elevator boogie blue. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. You're going down with this mellow jive. Going down. Going down.
There's a crazy chick who's probably best remembered today for her hit Boogie Woogie Santa Claus. But she scored a big number 6 R&B hit with that one in 1948 for the exclusive label. That's Elevator Boogie from Mabel Scott. Oh, and the cool cat tickling those ivories on that number? None other than Charles Brown. Before that, we kicked off the show with a great Imperial Records request from 1957 for Roy Brown and Let the Four Winds Blow. I'm Matt the Cat, and it's time to get into our feature this week on the Checkers, a group that I guess you could say officially began in September of 1951 when Charlie White, the great second tenor of Billy Ward's Dominoes, left the group. About 6 months later, in February of 1952, Bill Brown, the bass singer for the Dominoes, left the group as well, joined up with Charlie. They signed a deal with Sid Nathan at King Records. See, the Dominoes were on Federal, which was a subsidiary of King Records. So Charlie arranged it that this new group would be on the parent label, King. Now you might be asking yourself, why are all these Dominoes defecting? Well, Billy Ward, the leader of the group, ran a tight ship. I mean a real tight, strict ship. The guys couldn't stay in any hotels with any other groups that were performing on the bills they were performing on. They also couldn't leave their hotel rooms. If they were caught leaving their hotel rooms, they were fined $50. If somebody else in the group knew that another member had left his hotel room and he didn't report them, they were fined $100. They couldn't wear mustaches, they couldn't talk to the bands that were backing them up. There were a whole bunch of McCarthy-esque rules going on in this group. Well, finally, Charlie White and Bill Brown had had enough. And you know, soon Clyde McFadder, the big lead tenor of the Dominoes, would have enough too. But he would go on and form the Drifters. We're talking about the Checkers today on the Juke in the Back. So after Charlie and Bill decided to form this new group, they needed to recruit some other members. One of the guys they recruited is only known today as either Joe or Buddy. We're really not sure who this guy was. The other guy was named Teddy Williams. Also, during the first couple of sessions, a cat named John Carnegie was also in the group. On June 4th, 1952, the Checkers entered the studio for their very first recording session as a group. In August, King Records released their first single, Flame in My Heart, backed with Oh, 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 Baby. Let's hear both sides of that great 78 right now. We'll begin with the ballad side, Flame in My Heart, featuring Charlie White singing an amazing first tenor. It's the Checkers, the feature this week on the Juke in the Back.
Won't go out. baby. You know it's been a long time that I've been carrying this torch for you. Won't you please reconsider and come back to me? Oh, my loving darling, so that we can start new.
The Checkers with bass singer Bill Brown leading that fabulous up-tempo number, Oh, 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 Baby. The flip side of their first single, which featured Flame in My Heart, that great ballad that you heard right before that. On September 19, 1952, the Checkers entered the studio for their second recording session. By the end of October, as the Checkers were starting to make a little bit of a splash, Billy Ward of their former group, The Dominoes, issued a statement saying that the Checkers had absolutely nothing to do with the Dominoes. In November of 52, King released the Checkers' second single, Let Me Come Back, with this song, Night's Curtains, written by group member Teddy Williams, featuring John Carnegie singing lead. Here's Night's Curtains as we feature the Checkers on The Juke in the Back.
Oh,
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, Mark and Marion McAlpine, and contributors Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I want to come back to you, baby, where I belong. Well, I want to come back, cause I know I've done you wrong. Cheated, I've lied, I know how much you have cried. Let me come back where I belong. Let me come back to you, baby, where I belong. Let me come back, and I'll never do you wrong. I know that's a load on shame, the way I did you out to play.
The Checkers on The Juke in the Back with the flip side of their second single, that's Let Me Come Back. Great up-tempo number featuring Bill Brown on lead vocal. That single came out in November of 1952. In January of 53, King released their third single, My Prayer Tonight, backed with Love Wasn't There. This would be The Checkers' last single featuring Charlie White on tenor. You remember, Charlie was the guy who left the Dominoes first and basically laid the foundation for The Checkers as soon as Bill Brown left the Dominoes. Now, Charlie was the first member to leave The Checkers. Soon, he would be a short-lived replacement for Buddy Bailey of The Clovers. But at the time that Charlie left the Checkers, he wasn't leaving to join another group. You see, Charlie wasn't a very dependable checker. He was starting to miss rehearsals, he probably had a drug problem at this time, and it was just an all-around bad scene. So it was better for Charlie and better for the group that he leave. After his short stint with the Clovers, Charlie's beautiful lead tenor would grace records by the Playboys a couple of years later. So now let's hear Charlie's beautiful tenor on a Checkers record. Here's My Prayer Tonight from January of 1953 as we feature the Checkers on The Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues with your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat.
My
my prayer tonight.
Let the first time
time she died. As the ghost of my baby climbed back in a chair to ride, ride, ride.
The Checkers with the eerie Ghost of My Baby, which was released in April of 1953. It came from the first recording session without Charlie White, which was held on April 17, 1953. Ghost of My Baby is kind of an eerie song because the singer is singing about his dead lover, who misses his loving so much that she comes back in a chariot just to love him one more time before disappearing again. Have you ever heard such a strange concept make such a beautiful record? The cat that the Checkers had tapped to replace Charlie White's tenor was singing on that record. His name was Perry Hayward. Perry wouldn't be in the group for very long. He soon left to get married and was replaced by another great tenor, Little David Boggan. But we'll hear more about him in just a moment. Right now, let's hear the Checkers' next single, which King released in October of 1953. Bill Brown is singing a great up-tempo bass lead on You Never Had It So Good. The Checkers are the feature this week on The Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll.
Yes, I took you by the face and then I put you in a flat. I bought you everything to go along with that. But let me get you told, cause you made me mad. Cause you go around bragging about what you had. You never had it so good. Yes, you never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
You know, baby, you never had it so good. You don't bring a shipboard in the rain, sparking and riding on the gravy train. You got clothes to wear, shoes on your feet. Everybody knows you're living on easy street. You never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
Yes, you never had it so good. Your name, cause you never went to school. Now you got the nerve to call me a fool. You never had it so good.
You never had it so good.
Yes, you never had it so good. There'll be bluebirds over, no white clips of clover.
Tomorrow,
just you wait and see.
Well,
there'll be love and laughter and peace ever and ever.
Tomorrow,
when
the world is free,
the shepherd will tend his sheep. The valley will bloom again, and Johnny will go to sleep in his own little room again. Will there be bluebird over
the
white cliffs of Dover
tomorrow?
Just
you wait
and see.
flip some tofa. Tomorrow,
just you wait
and see.
Just you wait and see.
The Checkers giving a very unique up-tempo feel to the great classic World War II staple, White Cliffs of Dover. That record was released in late October of 1953 and got significant airplay in the Los Angeles area, becoming an LA area hit. Unfortunately, though, it didn't chart nationally. This next song, one of their greatest ballads, House with No Windows, came out in April of 1954 and featured their new lead tenor, Little David Boggan. His voice was very similar to Clyde McFadder's soaring tenor. In fact, Little David Boggan was part of the very first Drifters group that Clyde McFadder put together. They only had one session for Atlantic before Atlantic decided that they didn't like the sound of the group. So Clyde McFadder disbanded the original Drifters and formed a new group. Little David Boggan was out on his own, and so he joined the Checkers. This song actually became a hit in the Cincinnati area, where King Records was based. From April of 1954, here are the Checkers with House with No Windows, a song that sounds very similar to I'm Gonna Move to the Outskirts of Town. It's the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. Now it's time for the Great 78, where I take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the Checkers on the Juke in the Back, and so I'd like to feature the flip side of their third single, the final single that featured Charlie White on lead tenor. Earlier in the program we heard the ballad side, My Prayer Tonight. Now let's flip it over for this week's Great 78, the Checkers. And love wasn't there.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Don't stop that.
No. I met a little girl, man, she was really out of this world. I said, I'll teach her love and dance, 60 minutes plan. But she said, don't stop, I think you better go. But she said, don't stop, she kept on saying no. Till she cried, don't stop loving, then you got 59 minutes to go. Kiss her too. She told me that would never do. Then she gave me a kiss and was mighty strong, 60 minutes long. But she said,
don't
stop, I think you better go. But she said,
don't
stop. She kept on saying no till she cried, don't stop loving. Then you got 59 minutes to go. Just didn't seem to understand my 60 minutes plan. But she said,
don't
stop, I think you better go. But she said,
don't
stop, she kept on saying no. Till she cried, don't stop loving. Then you got 59 minutes to go.
The Checkers with Don't Stop Dan, a sequel to 60 Minute Man, a song which featured the same bass singer who sang on that one, Bill Brown, when he was a member of the Dominoes, was singing on 60 Minute Man. There he is leading the Checkers with Don't Stop Dan, released by King Records in April of 1954. And that song did quite well for the Checkers, as it sold well in New York, Philadelphia, Detroit, Cleveland, Cincinnati, St. Louis, and many other great rhythm and blues cities. Believe it or not, but it also did well in Charlotte, where it went to number 3 on their local chart. So as you can see, people were definitely buying Checkers records. Unfortunately, though, they never had a national hit. By this time, the group was really starting to fall apart. Little David Boggan, who we heard a couple of minutes ago on House With No Windows, sounded so much like Clyde McFadder, he actually played in Clyde McFadder's original Drifters. But get this, in mid-1954, when Clyde McFadder was drafted, Little David Boggan was hired back to the Drifters to replace Clyde, since he sounded so much like him. Well, good for the Drifters, and great for Little David Boggan, but what about the Checkers? Well, Bill Brown set out to find a new lead tenor, and he found a great one. The former leader of another vocal group, the Blue Dots, Eddie Monkey Man Harris. This new version of the Checkers had only one recording session, held on October 1st, 1954. Eddie Harris is featured as lead vocalist on this killer up-tempo number that King Records released in December of 1954. Here's the Checkers' final release, and the close of our little feature here on the group, Can't Find My Sadie. It's the juke in the back, the soul that came before rock and roll. The Checkers, featuring Eddie Monkey Man Harris on lead vocal from December of 1954, Can't Find My Sadie. That was their final release and basically the end of the group. Now, Bill Brown would go on to form a couple of other Checkers groups, and King Records would call various other groups the Checkers. And they would also keep releasing Checkers singles for the next couple of years. They just kept reissuing the old material. But what you heard on today's program is the creme de la creme of Checkers releases. A fabulous, fabulous vocal group that just doesn't get the respect they truly deserve. Unfortunately, we lost Bill Brown and Charlie White and every other member of the group. But their music lives on, right here on the Juke in the Back. I'd like to thank Marv Goldberg for providing essential information in compiling today's program. For more information and to read some of Marv Goldberg's great rhythm and blues articles, head on over to uncamarvy.com. That's uncamarvy.com. Now let's get back to the Juke in the Back as we head down to New Orleans, spinning off the Imperial label from 1953. Here's Bobby Mitchell and the Toppers with 411 equals 44.
Well, I'm looking for my baby. Well, I guess she's at 411 and 40. Well, I'm looking for my baby. Man, I guess she's at 411 and 40. Well, I need my baby, and that's just where she's at, 411 and 40. Now, she loved that place. It's part of her name. If she don't go there, she be insane. Well, I'm looking for my baby, man, I just where at
411 and 40.
Well, I need my baby, and that's just where she's at,
411 and
there. If she can't go there, she'll be insane. Well, I'm looking for my baby. Well, I guess she's at
411 and 40.
Well, I need my baby. And
Lost my baby, and now I'm about to lose my mind. Lost my baby, and now I'm about to lose my mind. Lost that good gal that used to treat me sweet and kind. She packed up and left, didn't even say goodbye. Didn't even say goodbye. She's got me walking around in circles, feel like I wanna cry. Last night, guess I'm just a poor lucky man. Guess I just ain't living right. If you see my baby, please send her back to me. Tell her my condition. Can't stand this. Lost my baby, now I'm about to lose my mind.
Larry Darnell, a New Orleans cat that sang too pretty for rhythm and blues and too dirty for pop music. The poor guy was caught right in the middle, and so he only scored a handful of hits that waxed off the Regal label from 1949. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's Juke in the Back. Rosie's given me this funny signal, which I think means wrap it up, so I'm gonna listen to her. Remember, until we meet again, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. Get that feeling each week right here on the Juke in the Back, the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. I'm feeling pretty comfortable musically sitting in New Orleans. We just heard two New Orleans artists back to back. Let's make it three. Here's one of the few vocal groups to come out of New Orleans. They called themselves The Spiders, and they recorded for Imperial Records. Here's a great ballad, Bells in My Heart, to close down the Juke in the Back. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side.
Yes, there's bells in my heart, and there's stars in my eyes. I'm so in love with you. Blessed be the tie that binds. What joy and ecstasy, you're just the one for me. Great day, there's bells in my heart. Yes, it's peace to my mind, just to know that you're for me. Our love has made us one. You're mine, I'm yours, you see. You thrill like no one can. My heart is in your hands. Great day, there's bells in my heart. Say that you don't care. I'd follow you around. I'd find you anywhere. You're sentenced to my life. Our love is paradise. Great day, there's bells in my heart. Great day.
Run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.